All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Authors Unite show. Today, I got Tom Corson Knowles with us. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Of course. Grateful to have you on. So can you kick us off? Tell us a little bit more about you and what you do.
Yes. Yeah, so I started out as an author and I wrote my first book in college and tried to get a traditional book deal. And it was basically a nightmare. I mean, no one responded to emails, phone calls, submissions, you name it, for like 6 years, you know? So I really just felt like I was banging my head against the wall. And so when later on I heard I could just self-host my book on Amazon, I was really excited about that, and I did, and started making a lot of money really quickly, and was so excited about the opportunity to get my message out there and actually make money doing it. I started teaching people online what I was doing. And so I've taught, you know, many online courses now with over 80,000 students all over the world on writing, publishing, and marketing books. And then basically my students asked me, you know, some of my students asked me if they could, if we could help them, you know, publish their books and market their books. And so that's when I started TCK Publishing several years ago. And so now we are a full service traditional book publishing company. And we offer online courses and different things as well to help other writers basically learn the skills they need to write great books, publish their books, whether they want to self-publish, trad publish, or something else. And then how to actually market their books and build an audience so they can build a sustainable career as an author.
Awesome. Okay. You are on the right podcast. So this is awesome. So first thing, I guess let's kind of go through all three of them. Like to write a great book, like when you wrote your first book, and I'm sure maybe you have more books, like what's kind of your process of writing a book?
I mean, I think the first book for most people is just like, what the heck am I doing? Let's figure it out, right? But I've written 27 books now, and I've helped coach hundreds of other authors to write their books. And so my process is definitely way more refined now. And it's a little bit different for everyone. I mean, I think some people just work better in different ways. Some people's brains and bodies and minds just work a little bit differently. But I can kind of walk you through my process and kind of a big picture, because I think that's the most important thing to understand, is like the big picture, because the little details might change from person to person. But I think the big picture, generally speaking, is about the same for everyone, because it's how the creative process works for people. And so I like to break it down into two components. So it's kind of like right brain thinking and left brain thinking. So right brain thinking is the creative process. So it's coming up with book ideas, coming up with book title ideas, and coming up with marketing ideas, right? And that's the first step of the process, because if you want to write a book, you have to have a book idea. And in order to get a great book idea, you often have to go through dozens or more of good and decent and some bad ideas, right? So that's the first step of the process, just brainstorming ideas. And then the second step is the left brain thinking, which is organizing, structuring, analyzing, doing research, finding data, and making decisions about which ideas to cut and which ones to keep, right? And so I basically break down the entire writing process into those two components of switching back between right brain thinking and left brain thinking. So when you're just starting out and you don't even know what kind of book you want to write, you know, use the right brain thinking to come up with a big list of ideas. And once you're done with that, then use the left brain thinking and research to figure out which of those ideas you're most excited about, which of those ideas might be most profitable for you, which of those ideas might make the biggest difference for your audience and your target reader. And essentially, you're just bouncing back and forth between those two processes through the entire writing process. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then from there, then obviously you do the editing and then you finalize the book. And then for publishing, are you using like Ingram Spark typically for the self-publishing, or what are you using?
So I recommend, if you're self-publishing your book, what you should do is use KDP.
Okay.
Because KDP is going to give you an ebook on Amazon as well as a print-on-demand paperback copy of your book. Mm-hmm. And it's going to give you the best profit margins when selling on Amazon, which is often going to be your number one distributor for print and for ebook, right? And then you can use Ingram Spark if you want. But I think it depends on how much you know about the process. I recommend, if you're just starting out and want to keep it simple, just use KDP. If you want to get more advanced and use Ingram for distribution into bookstores, you can, but you don't necessarily have to. So if you actually use KDP's expanded distribution program, they actually use Ingram Spark to distribute to bookstores. So there are some benefits of going directly with Ingram Spark. But if you just want to keep it simple, just use KDP.
Okay, so actually, with KDP, when you do their expanded distribution, can it wouldn't get to like online Barnes and Noble, would it?
Yeah, it will. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Got it. Interesting. So next question then for marketing. I know it's probably different, but do you kind of have like a process you use for marketing a book?
Yeah. I mean, we have dozens and dozens of marketing processes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think there's a couple things, couple areas you need to figure out. So I think the number one most important thing to figure out is what is your long-term goal, right? So like, what are you trying to do? So if you're writing nonfiction books, you know, you often want to have an impact on someone's life, right? You have a story or a message you want to share and you want to make a difference in someone's life. And so you've got to figure out who is that type of person, who is your target reader, who you want to make a difference in their life. And then how are you going to do that? How does the book fit into that? And then what are other ways you can reach that person? So I think a lot of people focus too much on how do I sell a bunch of books this week or this month, and not nearly enough on how do I build a brand and a platform that's going to get me the ability to sell books month after month after month, year after year after year, right? So for some people, you might create a YouTube channel and do lots of videos. Other people might do blogging. Other people might do, you know, PR and interviews and media. There's lots of ways to build a platform and to get your message out there, but I think you often have to pick one to start with and master that, right? Because if you look at people who do, for example, blogging, like less than 1% of bloggers are actually really financially successful with their websites. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is because that's the group of people that invested the time, the energy, the effort, the money to figure out how to actually do it so well that they got really well rewarded financially from it, right? So a big mistake a lot of authors make is they don't focus on long-term brand building and they don't focus on one area where they're really gonna make an impact, right? So if you're trying to do social media and blogging and video and do a podcast and do, you know, 100 other things, you're gonna do them all decently, but you're not gonna do any one of them greatly enough that you'll make a huge impact. And that's where I think most authors can benefit the most when it comes to marketing, is focus on the one area where you can just, where you love to do it. It doesn't feel like work for you. You just love it. And you can just get so good at it that you can build a massive platform over the next 3 to 5 years. And that's usually about how long it takes. If you're working really hard and focusing on one area, it takes several years to build up a big platform. But once you have it, Tyler, you have sales coming in month after month after month, and you have a sustainable business and a sustainable career.
Got it. Okay. And then, so as far as like, let's say, cause blogging, like you brought up, right, would help like search engine optimization. So as far as like getting your site to have a good SEO and have that organic monthly traffic, do you have any like suggestions for that?
Yeah. So the number one thing I would recommend is actually just go Google Kyle Roof on YouTube, search for Kyle Roof SEO. That guy is, in my opinion, the number one SEO guy in the world. And he has tons of great information. And some really cheap software as well. It's really good. So I'd recommend that. But just some quick basics on blogging SEO. There's only a handful of things for on-page SEO that are really important. So it's things like the title of your post, making sure you use your keyword and title of your post, using your keyword in H2 tags and H3 tags in your post, and all the way to H6 tags if you really want to get nitty gritty. And then using alt text for images, use your keyword in there, and then use your keyword throughout your article. And then just write really great quality content. I think that's the number one kind of SEO strategy that's not technical, but is very, very effective, because when you're doing SEO, one of the big things you want to get is backlinks on your website. And so a lot of people will really go out and try to push and be like a worker bee and just try to get as many people to link to their site as possible. And that's okay. But there's another strategy, which is to be the flower, which I got from Brendon Burchard. And what that means is when you're the flower, you're creating such amazing blog posts on your website that people naturally link to you. They become the worker bees for you and naturally link to you because they're like, oh my gosh, this article on book promotion websites is so valuable. I'm just going to have to link to it because it's just so good. I want to share with my audience. Right. So I think that's one of the biggest SEO strategies that's overlooked by so many people. And even a lot of SEO consultants is, they don't focus enough on creating the most valuable blog post possible, right? Because if you think about it, Tyler, the way the internet works is there's Google, right? Which is the main search engine, right? And if someone types in a search term in Google, like let's say book promotion website, for example, what they're looking for is one thing often that's going to help them. And so there's only 10 spots on the front page of Google, and there's only like the top three spots that are really the most valuable spots. And so you have to beat every other article in the world for that keyword, for that search phrase, right? And the only way to do that sustainably for like for the next 5, 10, 50 years is to have the best content, right? The best article, the most helpful, the most useful, right? And so rather than writing, you know, 1,000 crappy articles, write 100 amazing articles, and you'll get tons of backlinks and a lot more SEO, a lot more search traffic.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. This is very interesting, man. So how long have you been doing this for?
Blogging or publishing?
Publishing.
So I've been publishing books for about 7 or 8 years now. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Very cool. So then as far as your, like, let's dive a little bit more into the business model. So you started with your own book. You have 27 of your own books, which is incredible. That's amazing. And then you have courses and then done for you publishing and marketing. So like, is it kind of like, is organic traffic your main source? Like people will like come to your website and then, you know, maybe they do a course, or maybe they're like, I just want this company to do everything for me. And then they naturally find it. Or are you doing advertising? Like how is it all working, I guess, the back end?
Yeah. So I mean, we've experimented with tons of different marketing strategies, but the one that's really been core for us has been blogging and content marketing. So we get, you know, we got over 1 million page views last month on our website. And so we get a lot of traffic just organically from search because we have so many high quality, valuable articles on our website that really help authors and also readers, you know, get the information they're looking for.
Got it. Okay. So then I guess I'll ask the question, the blogging then. Were you blogging before the writing your book, or did that start afterward?
Yeah. So I've been blogging for, gosh, 12, 13 years now. Okay. And when I first started, I mean, I was terrible. I mean, my first blog got shut down from Google by Google because it was on the Blogger platform. And I was actually like copying, pasting news articles and then writing commentary on the news in different arenas. And Google was basically like, hey, this is not original content, so we're going to delete your blog. So I've made so many blogging mistakes in my career and learned a lot from that. And so I've had several successful blogs, but now TCK Publishing is the main site where I blog at.
Got it. Okay. And I guess, you know, because you've been doing it for a while. So like, is there any mistakes that you could bring up for like people that are just starting out, not with blogging, but with writing their book, publishing and marketing, that for people to avoid if it's their first time?
Yeah, I mean, a big mistake a lot of people make is, you know, paying thousands of dollars to a publishing services company to do the work for them. And it's not always a mistake. I don't mean to say you should never do that, but you should research your different options, right? So you should understand what self-publishing is like and how to do it, because there's tons of free information like on our blog and many other websites and YouTube on how to do that, right? And you should understand traditional publishing and how that process works before you go and actually pay someone thousands of dollars to help you get your book published. So I think it's really the case, Tyler, where knowledge is power, and certainly you don't need to know everything when you're starting out, but you need to know enough that you just don't basically get ripped off, right? That you don't make a poor decision. And yet another big mistake people make is just paying a lot of money for like marketing services, right? So if you're paying thousands, or some people pay, you know, as much as $50,000 I've seen to buy marketing services, and they basically sell maybe 100 books or less, right? And so you don't have to do a lot of math to understand that if you pay 50 grand and sell less than 100 books, you're losing a lot of money, right? So so I guess it's kind of similar to starting out in any business arena, which is there is no shortcut to success, right? And so a lot of people try to use money as a shortcut, right? If I use this money and pay these people, they'll solve all my problems for me. And that's just not how the real world works, right? And to be successful in business, you have to understand the business model, the industry, the customers, and you have to understand how to reach your customers in a way that's going to be profitable for you and also fulfilling, right? Because if you're spending all your time doing work that you hate, you're not really going to end up enjoying your career long-term.
Got it. And so what's your most recent book that you came out with?
So me personally or the company?
You personally.
So I don't even know. It's been several years since I have reached out personally.
So you knocked out how many years did it take you to knock out all 27 of the books?
So it took me about 2.5 years.
What? Dude, yeah. Okay. Let's dive a little bit deeper into that. That's the craziest thing I've heard. So, okay. Now, tell us about do they follow like one theme or like did you just go on like a rampage? How did that work out?
A little bit of both. So the way it worked was before I learned about self-publishing, I had about 12 manuscripts on my computer. Some of them were literally like just one page, right? Nothing. And some of them were 50 pages or 100 pages, and some of them were like basically complete and ready to go. And so when I realized I self-published my first book, and I realized like, hey, I can actually like make money at this and actually make a difference, I quickly went and finished all those manuscripts, and because I was just so motivated, you know, I was just so excited. And then I realized that in that process that one of my favorite things to do when it comes to writing is to do like tutorials, like, you know, here's how to create a blog. Here's how to do Facebook marketing, right? So a lot of my books are kind of tutorials on how to do Facebook marketing or Twitter marketing, how to write a book, how to self-publish, how to market books, those kinds of things, because I'm a very practical guy. Like I love reading nonfiction and I just love learning how to do things. And I love seeing behind the scenes of someone share like, hey, I created this $1 million business and here's how I did it. I just love that process of learning and teaching. And so for me, when that happened, I was just so inspired that I was getting up at like 5 a.m. and writing all day because I just couldn't wait to write my next book to teach people to do the things that I had learned to do over the years.
Got it. Okay. Dude. Incredible, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. I'm sure like all of our listeners are curious to learn more about you and what you do. What's the best place for them to find like your website or social, whatever's best?
Yeah, so definitely go to tckpublishing.com. And if you want to learn more about different aspects we talked about, like writing, publishing, marketing, you can check out our blog. And we have almost 1,000 articles there now that walk you through the process of almost everything you'd want to know to become a successful author. So that's the best place to go for sure.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Tyler. Great to be here.